We are waiting.
I am waiting for my case to come up.
And I am waiting for a rebirth of wonder.
And I am waiting for someone to really discover America and whale.
For the discovery of a new symbolic Western frontier.
And I am waiting for the American eagle to really spread its wings and straighten up and fly right.
And I am waiting for the war to be fought, which will make the world safe for anarchy.
And I am waiting for the final withering away of all governments.
And I am perpetually awaiting a rebirth of wonder.
I am waiting for the great divide to be crossed. And I am anxiously waiting for the secret of eternal life to be discovered by an obscure general practitioner.
And I am waiting to set sail for happiness.
And I am waiting
for a reconstructed Mayflower to reach America with its picture story and TV rights sold in advance to the natives.
And I am waiting for the lost music to sound again in the lost continent in a new rebirth of wonder.
Alec Baldwin could face manslaughter charges, say legal experts.
American legal experts argue Alec Baldwin could face criminal charges over the accidental killing of a cinematographer on the set of his new movie. The tragedy on the Santa Fe, New Mexico, set of Alec Baldwin's Rust could have serious legal consequences for the actor, legal experts told the New York Post Saturday. Baldwin fired a prop gun Thursday that accidentally killed the film's director of photography, Hina Hutchins, 42, legal experts told the New York Post Saturday. The repercussions for Baldwin, the film's executive producer, could even include negligent manslaughter charges, according to Joseph Costa, a lawyer with Costa Law in Los Angeles. As an executive producer, you are in a position of control and you can get prosecuted criminally, he said. It's the equivalent of drinking and driving, meaning someone may not have intended to cause great harm, but they do. New Mexico criminal lawyer Erlinda Johnson, a former state and federal prosecutor, said the Beetlejuice actor could face possible criminal liability for involuntary manslaughter. All the state needs to demonstrate is that he was engaged in a lawful, but dangerous act and did not act with due caution, she said. That's what the state has to prove for involuntary manslaughter, which is a fourth-degree felony with a maximum penalty of up to 18 months in prison. She speculated that Baldwin may rely on the defense that someone handed him the gun, but then, well, it was incumbent upon him, since he was handling the gun, to make sure there were no rounds. Johnson continued, clearly someone didn't do their due diligence. They should have been checking those guns to make sure there were no live rounds. Another Southern California lawyer said no one involved with the film is safe when it comes to getting slapped with a civil complaint. Everyone will be sued, LA defense lawyer Denise Bowden told the Post. Anyone running that set will be sued, especially when they find out who specifically was cutting corners on the set. Yes, Alec Baldwin was the main producer, but it might be found out that another producer did more to cut corners. I don't think there will be anything as bad as a murder charge, but this is going to be a legal nightmare for Baldwin. Rachel Fize, a criminal lawyer with the LA firm of Zweibach, Fize, and Coleman, told the Post, the facts have yet to come out, but as to potential criminal charges, they will look to his possible negligence. Colin, his problems don't lie in what he did as an actor. It will certainly come out that he thought he was firing a blank. The real issue is his role as a producer and the safety protocols, or lack thereof, on the set. If real negligence is proven, that could result in criminal charges. But veteran New York City criminal defense lawyer Ron Kuby said he doesn't believe Baldwin has criminal exposure under New Mexico law, though he certainly has civil exposure as the producer and employer on the movie set. The other thing that's troubling is that the union members left the set and scabs were brought in to take over, Kuby said. Obviously, they failed to follow safety protocols. To the extent that Baldwin authorized the employment of incompetent scab labor, he faces serious liability. Kuby continued, Baldwin had no reason to believe he was engaging in criminal activity. It's not like he was driving a car knowing the brakes were bad.
Three children found abandoned in an apartment with another child's remains in Texas, sheriff says.
Sheriff's deputies in Houston made a horrifying discovery in an apartment Sunday. Three children who they say were abandoned with the decaying body of another child inside. I'd never heard of a scenario like this. It really caught me by surprise, Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said in a news conference Sunday. the sheriff's office says the children are 15, 10, and 7 years old and are siblings. In a news release, the sheriff's office said the 15-year-old called authorities and said his 9-year-old brother has been dead for a year and that his body was in the room next to his. The teen said his parents had not lived in the apartment for several months. It seems that they were in there while the body was deteriorating, Gonzalez said. Investigators found the body unconcealed in the apartment, Gonzalez said. He didn't know how or when the child died. It appears the remains had been there for an extended period of time, and I emphasize extended, he said. When asked if he meant for weeks, he said much longer than that. Gonzalez said it looked like the 15-year-old had been taking care of his younger siblings the best he could. It appears that they were basically fending for each other, Gonzalez said, adding that the children were living in pretty deplorable conditions. The two younger children appeared malnourished and showed signs of physical injury, the sheriff's office said. All three children were transported to a hospital for treatment. Gonzalez announced in a tweet Monday that the children's mother had been interviewed and released along with her boyfriend. There are no new developments this morning regarding the scene on Green Crest. Mother and her boyfriend were located, interviewed, and released, the tweet said. CPS is assisting with the children. Our investigation remains ongoing. No charges have been filed. The cause of the child's death is under investigation.
Two people were killed and several injured in a shooting at a shopping mall in Idaho.
A suspect is in custody after two people were killed and five injured in a shooting at a shopping mall Monday in Boise, Idaho, police said. The injured include a police officer and the suspect, who was taken into custody. At a news conference, authorities said officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect. The majority of the mall has been cleared, but police were still looking for any additional victims. Police didn't release any other information about the victims or the suspect, saying the investigation was ongoing. Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee said the shooting was reported to law enforcement about 1:50 p.m. on Monday, including a report that one person was shot and down at that time. When the officers arrived, they spotted someone who matched the description of the suspect. There was an exchange of gunfire that ensued shortly thereafter, resulting in the officer's injury, as well as the suspect being taken into custody, Lee said. He said investigators believe there was only one shooter, and there is no ongoing danger to the public. We really cannot at this time speak to any motivation behind it, Lee said, calling any speculation premature. I cannot stress enough how traumatic this event is for the community at large, as well as for those that were witnesses, or are the families of those involved or involved themselves, Lee said. After the shooting, several witnesses stood in the rain outside the entrance to Macy's, one of five large department stores at the mall, waiting to be interviewed by police or told they could leave. Patrol cars from several agencies, ambulances, and fire trucks filled a section of the mall parking lot. Officers from the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives were assisting in the investigation. About a quarter of a mile away, officers closed part of a road near a busy intersection so they could investigate a second crime scene related to the shooting incident. Officers at the second crime scene declined to answer questions about the investigation other than to confirm it was related to the shooting investigation. Sherry Gippin, of Boise, was in the mall with a friend where they walk for an hour three or four times a week. She said she heard several large bangs, but thought something had fallen from the ceiling. Then about 60 people, including families pushing strollers, came running at them, some of them shouting that there was an active shooter. My friend was trying to process it, said Gippin, 60. I just looked at her and said, we've got to run. So we just ran and kept running until we got to the outer perimeter of the parking lot. They made their way back to their car, where police told the crowd of people who had fled the mall to leave the parking area. Investigators were working with hospital officials to notify family members of those injured and killed in the shooting, Lee said. Boise Mayor Lauren McClain asked members of the public and the news media to give the victims and their families privacy as they deal with the trauma of the shooting. She thanked the law enforcement officers, first responders, and others she said worked to keep the community safe. Countless people found themselves in a situation they never would have or should have expected, McClain said, lauding the shopkeepers and others in the mall for reacting so quickly to take care of folks that were there. You showed in a tough and chaotic moment how much you care and what you're willing to do to support and care for strangers.
Fauci pressed over claims of funding for cruel puppy experiment that locked their heads in cages with sandflies.
A group of lawmakers, including prominent members of both parties, has signed onto a letter calling on Dr. Anthony Fauci and his agency to answer questions on funding for experiments involving canine testing. The letter, first obtained by the right-wing Daily Caller, was spearheaded by Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina and joined by some of her fellow Republicans as well as Democrats including Ted Lieu of California and Eleanor Holmes Norton, representative for the District of Columbia. it calls for Dr. Fauci and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases to detail the federal government's involvement in experiments that use dogs to test new drugs before they reach the market despite, as the lawmakers note, the Food and Drug Administration clearly stating that it does not require dog testing for new drugs. The letter comes on the heels of an investigation led by conservative group White Coat Waste, which highlights instances of cruelty towards animals as it advocates for a complete ban on federally funded research that involves animal testing. The group's messaging has focused its ire on Dr. Fauci personally as conservatives have sought to demonize the U.S. health expert relied on by both the Trump and Biden administrations for public health policy. White Coat Waste's investigation, citing documents obtained through Freedom of Information Act, FOIA requests as well as others that were publicly available, found that the U.S. government funded a series of tests on beagle puppies over the course of several years. During the experiments, the puppies were allegedly sedated and in some cases had their vocal cords removed before the researchers supposedly put their heads in cages and subjected them to bites from parasite-carrying sand flies. The Independent has reached out to NIAID for more information about the experiments, including questions regarding whether such testing is occurring today. A White Coat Waste spokesperson told The Independent in an emailed statement that the group's investigations included documents obtained via Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, requests, as well as some publicly available reports detailing the experiments. The letter from the members of Congress referred to one in which young dogs were given experimental vaccines before being killed and dissected. Animal research remains an extremely controversial topic. Proponents of the practice maintain that scientific breakthroughs on diseases, including HIV, are only possible thanks to such research, while animal rights groups have long argued that the practices are immoral and should be banned. Dr. Fauci's prominence on the national stage has skyrocketed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic since the beginning of last year. As a result, the NIAID director has seen himself celebrated in some liberal circles while facing relentless criticism and attacks from the right over all sorts of issues ranging from the efficacy of vaccines to the importance of social distancing and mask wearing.
Subscribe to the podcast.